The Ira Kaufman Podcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford dealerships, 1 mile north of Raymond James Stadium. Shop now, BillCurryFord.com. Every new vehicle purchase comes with a nationwide lifetime warranty. And Sean Sullivan, the general manager, wants to hand you a $500 gift card just for ordering a new vehicle online. No deposit. It is so easy. Check it out now, BillCurryFord.com.
I like that gang tackling. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, here comes Todd Bowles. So I grab him by the arm. He's feisty. Leftover Chinese? You can't beat leftover Chinese.
Buccaneers fans, the sage of Tampa Bay sports is here. He's the Baron of Big Storm Beer, Mr. Bill Curry Ford himself, the king of Newport Richie, Uncle Ira, the custodian of Canton, Ira Kaufman. This is the Ira Kaufman Podcast. I'm Steve Isbitz of JoeBucksFan.com. Lee D. Kemper of Joe Bucks Fan is here, and we are jacked up to talk about the Bucks. 2-0, undefeated. Enjoy it, live it, love it, savor it. You know we do here at JoeBucksFan.com. Bill Curry Ford is ready for you, Bucks fans, as we mentioned before. They are there for you to shop now at BillCurryFord.com. Don't mess around other places. Go there first and learn about all their tremendous specials and the nationwide lifetime warranty on new vehicles and the great service and their huge used selection and the transparent pricing. And know that Sean Sullivan, the general manager, is there for you. He wants to help you personally. Email him. You can find his email on the website. Call him at the dealership and get it started. They've got their concierge ordering service. If you want to order a new vehicle online, custom order, no deposit. It's very easy. They'll guide you. And Sean Sullivan will give you a $500 gift card just to do it that way, which is fantastic. The Ira Kaufman discount is always in effect. BillCurryFord.com. Florida's Elite Restoration. Put them in your disaster plan pronto. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. They have got decades of experience in the insurance industry as adjusters. So when you call them 24/7, when you have that flood or you find mold or any kind of disaster, fire, storm damage at your home, they know the games of the insurance companies. They know how to get your money to restore your property, your prized asset, to where it needs to be. That is Florida's Elite Restoration. Owner Josh Martin, he's got $500 for you as well. If when you call them initially, just mention Joe Bucks Fan or Ira Kaufman that you heard about it there. And after you get their free evaluation, if you need their service, Josh is going to give you $500 toward your deductible, or maybe it's just cash back if you're paying in cash to restore your property. Florida's Elite Restoration.com. They're there for you now. Check out the website, put it in your favorites in your phone, then you're prepared. It's just that simple. Big Storm Beer, thank you. You are the official beer of the Ira Kaufman Podcast. Florida's best craft beer, it's all brewed locally here in the Tampa Bay area, is Big Storm Beer. Tap rooms in Odessa, off State Road 54 on Success Drive, right near Trinity. Great location. Check them out on social media, follow them, and you'll see specials and all kinds of stuff. The flagship location is Clearwater, 49th Street, just south of Ulmerton Road. Beautiful outdoor patio, indoors too, great sight lines, great place to watch a game and just hang out. The covered patio is like nothing I've seen in the Tampa Bay area. It's comfortable with the fans on top of that. Just a great place. You can bring your dog. Check out all the menus of the tap rooms at bigstormbrewery.com. Tap rooms also in Orlando at the Amway Center in Cape Coral and Ybor City. Centro Ybor. Watch every NFL game there. They've got the Sunday ticket upstairs, Centro Ybor. We're probably going to be out there for a watch party for the Saints game with the Sage. We'll be confirming that this week, so put that on your calendar for now. Okay, so Ira and Lee recorded this podcast, not with me. We are not together. I want to let everybody know before I throw it to them, though, that just a little news nugget on SiriusXM NFL Radio yesterday. Todd Bowles was clear that Chase Edmonds would miss two games. The running back showed a nice little spark in a couple of carries, but a knee injury, sprained knee, which is usually an MCL type of situation, but sprained knee. Bowles said couple of weeks. So that's good news. There have been other reports that it was a month or so. That's about it. But let me throw you over to Lee and Ira breaking down Sunday's glorious game in all kinds of ways. Sage had a little conversation with Todd Bowles as well. He got a little tidbit there and the usual fun stuff. So here they are. We'll send you over to Ira and Lee.
Here we are at the Lighthouse
Sunday after the 27-17 Bucks win, we're in the Bears coach's booth, and we're right on the 20-yard line. And Ira, your overall thoughts about what it really was a nice win. It had little tense times, but it was overall a really good win.
Lee, we're in the Bears coach's room. I'm looking at this desk. I see some tears on the desk over here. Now, look, the Bears are not a good team.
No.
And if they go 4-13 and they're vying for, the number one pick in the draft, nobody's going to be shocked. Nobody. However, 2-0 is 2-0. Mm-hmm. And I don't care who you beat. And as I said in my column, Lee, there have been a lot of Buck teams over the years that would have lost to the Chicago team. Because they would have taken them lightly. It's the Bears. And next thing you know, they're on the losing score of a 2017 game. That didn't happen. I asked Levante David, what was the feeling on the sidelines after the Bears drove 90 yards for a touchdown and got to within 3 points with plenty of time to spare?
Levante
David looked at me and said, we said to each other, we're better than this. Mm. We're better than this. That's the only thing the Bears did today. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Besides block a field goal. You know, there's a lot of numbers to go around. You got Mike Evans. You got Mayfield. The running game was better. JTS showed up.
Yeah.
You got Shaq Barrett. However, Lee, and I've been saying this since this game ended, I'm going to be consistent about it. The biggest number is zero. That's how many giveaways the Bucks have through 2 weeks. And unless my math is lousy, they're plus 5 on the turnover table.
Mm.
Plus 2 today, plus 3 in Minneapolis. Lee, you're plus 5. You're going to be successful in this league when you couple it with what you have claimed for a month now. And it looks like you were right. A pretty darn good Buck defense.
Yeah, I thought the defense would be good and they just needed an edge rush. They got that today.
They got that today. And I want to say one thing about Shaq Barrett's pick for fans that are looking at the replays and say, gee, what a terrible play by Fields. How can you throw that ball?
No.
Barrett read that play extremely well. It was an intelligent play by Barrett. Besides all his physical skills, he's a smart football player.
Yeah, not only was it intelligent, but he had to make a basketball rebound move to grab it. He reached behind him.
He showed you his athleticism and his intelligence in the same play.
Yeah. That was a beautiful play. It really was.
Mayfield's doing a very good job, Lee. A very good job. It's not easy to throw for 300 yards and not throw a pick and not get sacked. That's not easy. He threw 34 balls. Lee, I think the word I would use is he's kind of in control. He's playing under control.
Yes, that's a good point.
He's got to run outside and gain 5 yards to the sticks. He does it. What he's not doing is throwing the ball up for grabs, making bad plays under duress. And Buck fans, you know, we haven't seen Baker Mayfield till he became a Buccaneer. The Browns haven't been on television a lot. We didn't see him with the Rams last year.
I think they played the Browns. The Bucks did it. Mayfield's rookie year here.
But it's a spot show.
Sure.
You know.
Small sample.
So what has surprised me, Lee, and you tell me, I didn't know he had the ability to sidestep some of these pass rushers. He's doing a great job about that.
Good job dodging.
They could have had a couple of sacks today.
Yes.
Your man Izian, you know, I saw him in the locker room. I said, you're going to get a tux from Shiano tomorrow. He started laughing. the kids around the football. Lee, what are we going to say?
Would have had a fumble recovered today if not for a reversal.
Plays with confidence.
Had a pass defended. Had a tackle for loss. We know about the pick.
And Lee, we got to be fair, which we always are on this podcast. When we smack around a guy, which we've done considerably for the last few months, we got to give him credit. Devin White's playing good football, Lee. Playing good football. And you know what I love? And I really saw it maybe even more than week one. Gang tackling.
Yeah.
I like that gang tackling. Yes. That was a hallmark of the old Buck. Now, look, they don't have
four
Hall of Famers on this defense. And you and I aren't claiming that they do. But when you gang tackle and you swarm, you can make up for a lot of mistakes. Because even if the first guy doesn't wrap up, the next guy's right there. We didn't always see that last year.
I talked to Joe Tryon after the game, and he has said, you know, the coaches this year have really put an emphasis on running the ball. And I remember Wade Phillips.
Wade. I saw walking through the Hall of Fame. Nobody recognized
him. Yeah, you're telling me that. I read his book a year or two ago, and he said, nothing beats hustling to the football.
I like that.
And so when I heard Joe Tryon say that, that's a page from Wade Phillips and maybe from his dad as well. Nothing beats hustling to the football.
Lee, there's a lot of standouts today, and in my 10 takeaways, I got so caught up in it that when I finished and I didn't want to do an 11th because it's supposed to be 10, I left out a guy. Lee, it's very easy to leave him out, but we shouldn't. He's a really good player. Jake Camarda is a heck of a player, Lee.
Good punter,
and he's helping this team.
Yes. Didn't he have a play? Maybe he saved the touchdown today? Oh, yeah, the blocked field goal. He recovered that. He recovered. Otherwise, would have been a scoop and score. There were 6 points.
He's really good at dropping these balls inside the 20. He's really good at it.
What about that 72-yard field goal or punt?
Yeah, no question about it. You know, people didn't like that pick necessarily in the draft.
Because of Light's history with kickers.
In a year or two, he could be the best punter in this league. He could be. I wouldn't be shocked.
You can make an argument right now he's the best punter.
The running game looked better today, Lee. I thought it looked better.
It looked better because I think White ran with a purpose. He looked like he was more physical. Early on, he was dancing. I even remarked about it on Twitter. But around the second quarter, maybe someone got in his ear or I don't know what. But after that, it was no more dancing. Just straight ahead.
Did you notice, and you've always talked White up, and I think appropriately so, he caught 50 balls last year, and I think out of like 57 targets, that's a very high percentage.
Yeah.
You know, he was good in college catching the ball, so that showed. Did you notice today on like a 3rd and 3, 3rd and 5, I can't remember what it was, maybe even a 3rd and 2, they split him out sort of in the slot, and it was a quick pass to him. He had 2 blockers in front of him. We never saw a play like that last year. That was a smart alignment
creative.
By Canales.
Yeah.
Creative.
Well, you know what? I've heard this from Mayfield. I heard this from Evans. And I thought Mayfield had a great line outside of his Peter King shots. Anyway, you know, he was asked about, they were in the 3 different times they got to the red zone and only came out with 6 points, 2 field goals, and then we had the block field goal. And he was saying, we're too damn good for that. We need to get more touchdowns. And he said, I'm confident we'll get better. We'll learn the offense more. And fast forward 3 or 4 minutes, Evans said the exact same thing. He goes, when we start clicking, when we're on the same page with this new offense, we'll do some things. And I thought, this is very interesting. And I believe I said this in the last podcast that I told you that I spoke with the father of a defensive starter.
Yeah.
And that player told his father, the coaches told them, you, the defense, you're going to carry this team for the first 3 weeks until this team gets on the same page with the offense. So I think it's very interesting. Both Evans and Mayfield almost back-to-back said the same thing.
Oh, by the way, Lee, you know, sometimes you're in the right place at the right time.
I know you're here.
So I was walking out of the locker room, and I was going to do a hit for Fox 13, so I had some time. And I'm walking, and all of a sudden, here comes Todd Bowles. So I grabbed him by the arm, and I congratulated him for the 2-0 start. And I said to him, boy, you did a fantastic job about keeping Justin Fields in the pocket. He carried 4 times for minus 3 yards, Fields.
That's very good.
He ran for 1,100 yards last year. And averaged 7 yards a carry. So I got this nugget from Bowles because I don't think he said it at the podium because I was in there for him. When I said, boy, your boys did a heck of a job containing Fields. Ira, we had 2 spies on him.
2?
All game. 2.
Wow.
2 spies. Sort of like, go beat us from the pocket, Fields. We don't think you can. I think that's smart football.
That's really good nugget.
So, look, Lee, style points, you know, it's not a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Final score.
The Eagles will be a real test. There's no question.
Very much so.
Even though the Eagles are not playing great football.
Their offense doesn't seem to be clicking.
Hurts doesn't look like the Hurts of 2022. Not yet. Not yet.
It's not uncommon to see a loser of a Super Bowl not get out of the gate so well. There's a history of that, isn't there?
But yet they win. Yet they win.
Which counts, yeah.
By the way, speaking of, you mentioned something about Mayfield. I want to throw my 2 cents in. Lee, a lot of times we talk to players and you say, those Vegas odds makers, they think this is a 5-12 team. They're giving you guys no credit. They think you're an also-ran. You're going to be battling for the number one draft pick. And, Lee, typically the guys that we talk to and we mention that, they say, we don't read that stuff. We don't pay any attention to that. You know who does? Mayfield.
Yes.
It's like a breath of fresh air. Mayfield knows everything everybody's saying about this team, and he takes it to heart. He uses it as a motivation.
Oh, yeah. He mentioned Peter King a couple times. Like, he had a couple one-liners about Peter King.
He's very aware of what people say about this.
And then he says, I don't care what he says. Well, wait a minute. You sure did. You quoted him.
Hey, if it's helping to motivate Baker Mayfield, more power.
I know. Like you said, it wasn't pretty, but it was solid. Solid in a sense.
They were the better team. They were the better team.
Yes.
The Bucs were.
Yeah, they should have, you know, you think about it, should have been that close. Should not have been a 3-point game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
6 minutes ago in the fourth quarter.
When they were up 10, I thought the Bucks were in position to put the game away. You even said, it's closing time.
Yeah.
You know, when the Bucks had the ball, one more drive.
Put them away.
Even maybe even a field goal. And they didn't do it. It got a little scary with 5-6 minutes left and you're up by 3. I mean, you never know what can happen.
Exactly. Your thoughts on Mike Evans' day?
I want to do a shout out for Evans in this respect. And we can't mention it enough. Because I think it's a big, big factor with this organization. The divas are all over the league, Lee, especially at that position. Everywhere you look, there's a diva. I'm not getting the ball enough. I'm not getting paid enough. Well, Mike Evans isn't happy with his contract situation, Lee. But you'd never know it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never know it. He caught a touchdown in Minnesota. He catches a 70-yarder today and another touchdown. 2 weeks, 2 touchdowns. Lee, last year, until the Carolina game, which was the next-to-last game with the season on the line, when he scored 3 times, he only had 3 touchdowns.
I know.
In late December.
It's still crazy to think.
So it looks like he's going to get another double-digit touchdown season, which would be number 5 for him.
Wow.
That's a big number.
A pro. He's a pro.
And you know what? I think, and it's happened very quickly. Mayfield already has the confidence, and I'm not going to take a shot at Tom Brady, who's the greatest, best that who's ever done it. There's no question in my mind that he deserves that mantle. However, Mayfield trusts Evans with a 50-50 ball.
Yes.
And I didn't see that last year. I didn't see it.
Brady's too much of a perfectionist. He wants it to be 90-95, not 50-50.
I trust Mike Evans with a 50-50.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the right thing to do.
Did he get away with offensive interference in that 7 year? It was borderline.
Borderline. Yeah. Absolutely borderline. What a touchdown catch he made. He twisted around.
Yes.
You know, it was a good pass, but maybe it was over the wrong shoulder or whatever. He kind of caught it straight on.
Yeah.
Rather than
like sideways. A rebound.
Yeah, like a rebound almost. Boy, he's a tough matchup. Mike Evans is one tough matchup. You're right. Rashad White ran angry. And Lee, I made this point. It's only 2 weeks into the season. But I have noticed when they run off left guard with Filer, they gain yards. I think that's their go-to play. Like on 3rd and 3, they go off left guard. Now, of course, Wirfs is over there too.
Yeah,
Filer's doing a good job.
Well, last week when they had 4th and 1 on their own 32, that's where they went.
You're right.
They move people. Wirfs and Filer.
Hainsey played well today. You know, the O-line played well.
I did. So many other people. Me, not as much. You know, I did say that every position, and this is before Ryan Jensen was pretty much ruled out for the year, I said there was a question mark at every position on the offensive line. You know, a lot of fans, you know, they hate the offensive line. You have the best offensive line, they'll still, you know, stomp their feet. But I'm thinking this offensive line is coming along nicely.
And it's overhauled. It's overhauled.
That's what I mean. Yeah, it's overhauled. You know, they didn't expect Hainsey to start week one. You know, and say what they will about Mauch and to a lesser degree Getke, they didn't know. I mean, Getke played one game in a throwaway game against a garbage team with no pass rush in Atlanta last year. So you didn't know what Mauch was going to do. You didn't know what Getke was going to do. They didn't expect Hainsey at week one. Obviously, Wirfs, you know, a new position. And it looks like everything's coming along there.
No question about it. And, Lee, on the other side of the ball, there's no lack of standout performers. I'll give you another guy today. McCollum's coming on.
Yeah, nice game.
Nice game.
Yeah.
Nice game from McCollum. They said, you know, Bowles has been talking about the improvement between year one and year two. The light goes on for a lot of guys. Now, it seems to have happened for Tryon Soyinka in year three.
Yeah.
Well, he's wrapping up, right, Lee? Wrapping up.
He's wrapping up with what he calls finishing. He had a one-on-one. Maybe we mentioned this on a previous podcast. But he had a one-on-one with Bowles, a sit-down with Bowles, his offseason. And Bowles was showing him tape. And he said, you're in the right position to make plays. You're just not finishing. And that's why Bowles has been he's defended him quite a bit. And
that's different than not even being in position.
Yes, yes.
Then you're not going to make it.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bowles is trying to get him, you know, his confidence up. Because, look, you're in position to make a play. For whatever reason, you're not finishing. We'll help you out. And Tryon, I talked to him after the game. And he said, finally, it's hitting him. He's learning how to finish. He's making the plays. And I loved how he said this, and I bet you every Bucs fan can agree. He goes, when we get the quarterback on the ground, it sure is fun.
Oh, man. Now, let's look at the big picture, Lee. We're going to be sitting here a week from Monday night post-game. And, Lee, I dare say, I think it's fair to say, We're going to know a lot more about this football team a week from Monday night because of the opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Lee, we have to mention this. And again, I'm the guy that said a win's a win in the NFL. Mm-hmm. The Bears and the Vikings are 0-4 combined. They're 0-4.
Wow.
That's what it is. I don't think Minnesota is particularly good. I think they're average. I think the Bears are below average. But, Lee, they're 2-0. Now, they were 2-0 last year, finished 8-9. But they did make the postseason. Atlanta had a nice win, Lee, come from behind win today. Mm. They were down by 12. So they're 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bucs will be tied for first. By the time the early bye week shows up, the worst the Bucs can be is 500. I think they're going to be 3-1. I don't know if they'll beat Philly or New Orleans, but I think they'll beat one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Saints are on the road. I understand that. But I don't think New Orleans is a powerhouse.
No.
I don't. So worst comes to worst, I think they're going to be 3-1. That's a nice getaway, Lee.
You know, Steve wrote this morning. I completely agree with it, by the way. I was wanting to write it, never did write it. And I was wanting to mention on your podcast, I don't think I ever did. Maybe I may have alluded to it a little bit. Steve was writing, if they would have lost today, and he wrote this morning, if the Bucs would have lost to the Bears, it could be devastating in a lot of ways. One of which was, uh-oh, they lost to a garbage team. Uh-oh, Todd Bowles. Uh-oh, Baker
Mayfield.
Same old
Bucs. Yeah.
Snowball would be rolling.
Yeah. Bowles in trouble. Yeah.
And you avoided that with this win. What's your take on that?
I think there's a little bit of truth to that. The Bucs have a history during those 6-10 seasons, and there were a lot of them, Lee, mm-hmm. that you and I sat right here, 5-11, 6-10, maybe 7-9, the first year with Arians, where, remember the end? That's a perfect example, Lee. The end of 2019, they're 7-7. I believe Houston came to town, mm-hmm. and the Falcons came to town, and the Bucs were on a roll. And they find a way to lose both games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Winston was lousy.
Yeah.
He was.
He lost his job.
He lost his job. Mayfield's winning his job
mm-hmm.
These 2 weeks. I guess we can't say enough about Mayfield, Lee. He looks confident. And I think you'd agree with me. His teammates are, they got his back. They like this guy.
Galvanized.
Yeah. He's feisty. He's feisty.
Yeah, he is. Now, he also said something about the offensive line. What your response to this? He said he loved how physical they were in the first half to get the Bears worn down.
That's not bad, Lee. That's not bad. The Bucs had a huge edge in time of possession. They had a lot more snaps than the Bears, and I think that's critical on a day like this with this heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's an excellent point by Mayfield. The only negative is the game was a little closer than it should have been.
Exactly.
You know, when the game ended, I just said, boy, the Bucs have a lot better team than the Bears. This game should not have been 3 points with 6 minutes left, but it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you knew Chicago was going to play better than they did last week. They got drubbed.
Mm-hmm.
They were destroyed, the Bears. I think that game was in Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And they got clobbered.
Mm-hmm.
Every team's got pride, Lee. They got to come out, you know. I don't think the Bucs took them lightly, which other Buck teams have done in these kind of situations. So far, so good. I think Buck fans are really starting to, this team's ingratiated themselves with Buck Nation.
It's growing on them, yeah.
It is. Now, we'll see what happens Monday night.
The fact that the Bucs on defense were able to close the door without their starting corners, your thoughts on that?
DJ Moore's going to get his. He's a very good player.
He's Lee. A Bucs killer.
He's a Bucs killer. You know, he played for some Carolina teams with lousy quarterbacks, but he got his 1,000 yards. He got over 100 today. The guy's good.
You know he's got more yards against the Bucs than any other team?
You don't think the Chiefs would like DJ Moore?
Oh, yeah.
Would they have Mahomes throwing to right now?
Yeah. I think they'd like to have Trey Palmer right now. Forget DJ Moore.
You're right. You know, Carlton Davis, that's a big loss. That's a big loss. I hope he's back for the Eagles because they got A.J. Brown and they got Devonta Smith.
Mm.
I mean, and they got Jalen Hurts. What do you think the point spread will be for the Eagles game, Lee, considering the Bucs are the home team? You think it'll be
12 six? Points? Oh, six, you think?
Oh, I don't think Philly will be 12 points.
No.
6 or 7, something like that. I don't think Sirianni's very happy with the way the Eagles are playing. He's going to lay the law down to them.
Could
it's on national television.
Could part of that be, you know, they had a change in offensive coordinators?
I think so. That matters. Hurts is off to a slow start. That doesn't mean that he can't throw for 350 mm-hmm. next week. I mean, he had a hell of a year. Hurts last year.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been the MVP. He was a strong candidate.
Yeah, had
he played a great Super Bowl.
I was going to say, outside of the one play, which was a very ugly play, had they won that Super Bowl, you can make an argument Hurts was MVP.
Absolutely. We're going to talk later in the week, Lee.
You know, he's in the shadow of Evans right now. after the game that Evans had. But Chris Godwin, didn't he have his 15th straight game with over 50 yards? Which is he's the active leader in that. Yeah.
That's strong. We take them for granted. Yeah. We do. We take them for granted, just like you do sometimes with Tristan Wirfs. We tend to take him for granted. He's so dependable, mm-hmm. Godwin. When he drops a ball, Lee, you and I look at each other did that just happen? Yeah. And it's like when Wirfs gives up a sack. Did that just happen? You know.
When's the last time that guy gave up a sack? He had a penalty there. We looked at each other like, what?
Yeah, it was a bad penalty.
Penalty. Yeah.
It was a penalty.
You know what? This gets overlooked. Almost straight down below us, Antoine Winfield broke up that play on the left sideline where he went for the ball and broke it up.
Yes,
would have been a huge first down.
Yes, yes.
That guy is having an incredible year.
Boy, is he very happy to be playing his natural position. Yeah. And guess who was in the building today?
Rosarians. Yeah.
I didn't see him. I wanted to see him, but I didn't see him. But I'm just glad he's around. Lee, that locker room was jubilant. Well, while I was in there, Jason Light, he was high-fiving so many guys, I thought he broke his hand over there, like, all smiles.
When I talked to Light, and you were talking to Levante David at the same time, and we were maybe 10 feet apart, more like 5 feet apart, Light just couldn't stop beaming about Christian Eisen. Couldn't cover up
and
a smile.
And JTS, because he's taking some barbs about him. Like, although, you know, Lee, the last pick in the first round, it's not like the sixth pick in the draft.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like this guy could be a player.
Well, I sure hope so for the Bucks' sake.
Need somebody coming off that right edge to complement Shaq Barrett.
Yaya Diaby had a half sack.
That guy might be a good player. Let's wrap it up, Lee. I got dinner waiting for me. Leftover Chinese. You can't beat leftover Chinese, Lee. Can't beat it.